Hello, this is the voice of Kate Miller-Heidke. I'm a singer-songwriter from Australia, and you're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit.
Our astrology will prove my love, it's true. I'll never get enough of you. Endless as a desert sky, my hunger for the fire that gathers in your eyes. Shines, shining in the light. Shines, shining in the light.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Happy to be here. How about you, Big JD?
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Every day I'm happy to be here at my age.
You're here every day?
Oh.
In the studio?
Am I? Oh, in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see my blanket and pillow right there. Pajamas all folded up.
He's a dedicated broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
Big JD. In the morning, afternoon, and evening, whenever you want him.
We both are dedicated broadcasters.
How do you figure? What do you say?
How do I figure?
Yeah.
Well, we both dedicatingly broadcast weekly.
For little or no, usually no, remuneration.
Right. I'm glad you used that word, remuneration.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what our show's about today.
Getting paid?
Remunerating. You know, when you go down and get everybody's census?
I don't think you have any senses available. No common senses, anyway. It's a beautiful blue sky day.
It is. It's very nice out there.
Is it time for the weather report?
Yeah, no weather report here. Because I can't say it.
When I left downtown Woodsley, it was cloudy.
Downtown Woodsley.
Not so warm, whereas here it was 62 when I left my car. So that's nice. It's beautiful
62 outside.
Yes. Wow.
I was out earlier and was on the cool side. Then again, I was out in shorts.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was trying to be.
Were you riding your Harley?
No, I wasn't, but I will shortly. It's time to winterize.
Your W's are sounding a lot like ours.
It's time to winterize. I am going to put in some stabilizer into the tank, take it out for a little cruise, let that circulate a little bit. Then I'm going to pull the battery out.
Put while the
wheels
you're
on wood. Wheelsonwood.com. No. While I'm driving, no. There was a time.
Take the battery out while I'm driving. Mm-hmm. And you put the wheels on wood because that helps the wheels not rot. Is that what happens?
Yeah. Rather than sitting on cement for the season.
And where's your bike going to sit?
In the parking garage.
Next to your Lincoln.
Yeah. Lincoln Continental. Lincoln, what is that? That's going somewhere, isn't it?
That's the ongoing joke that you keep your Lincoln in the garage.
Yeah, how does it work?
I know, you have a bad memory.
There's a joke there somewhere, though. What is it, though?
No, we're tying it right into the show topic.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it's the...
The show's about Lincolns.
Yeah, you said, I have no place to put my Lincoln on Facebook on some other show we did.
I said, oh, right, that's what it was.
You have no place to put your Lincoln.
Right.
You can park your Lincoln in my garage, but you can put it in your own garage.
Lincoln. Not to be confused with LinkedIn.
Or LinkedIn, which is a great network job thing. Mm-hmm. That's the true sense of networking is the LinkedIn. If you're looking for a job, go to LinkedIn.com.
Yeah, especially for professionals.
And that would be us.
That's us.
Look for my LinkedIn page.
We need a job.
Paying job would be good.
Absolutely. Paying job in radio.
That's what you're looking for.
I wouldn't mind one.
Well, no kidding. You went to the Spex Howard School of Media Arts.
Yeah, that's right.
And people who go there usually tend to want a career in that field.
Sure.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have paid all that tuition. And they would have been out in a couple of weeks and said, I can't afford this place.
I also went for film and video, so that opens up a few things.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So, the biggest study ever done, apparently, on cell phones causing cancer offers reassurance that that doesn't happen. A study of more than 350,000 people concluded that there's no difference in cancer rates between people who had used a cell phone for about a decade and those who did not.
That sounds
now, is like that a decade straight? Like Guinness record kind of thing?
I had the cell phone up to my head for 10 years.
And I don't got cancer. I got a few other things wrong, though.
Why do you got to pick on people from the South?
I'm not picking on nobody. I'm from the South.
I don't believe you. The South of Ontario, maybe.
That's right. Southernmost tip. Been there. Done that.
Point Pelee.
And I just recently saw a picture of you right at the point.
Yes.
That's from a while back, though, wasn't it?
In the summertime.
Yeah.
Took the wife down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little
Did you come back with her, too?
No, I found another girl there.
That wasn't what I meant.
No, I went down to the to Point Pelee. It's a fun trip. But anyway, back to the cell phone study, which a lot of people, this is a subject that a lot of people have in common. So it's a subject that comes up every once in a while with people who would not normally take note of research and studies done on, you know, any piece of appliance or a gadget or a car or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
Because a lot of people are got cell phones up to their head and they want to know if they can get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when it first started, then there was all these worries. You get the old wives' tale kind of mentality. Don't hold that cell phone up to your head or don't put it near your crotch. You might get cancer kind of thing, you know. So, and that kind of attitude is pervasive and it gets in people's cracks and crevices of their consciousness. And they start thinking, gee, I wonder if it is dangerous.
Yeah, I think it might even it just stem from... Don't do that. Like, don't do that. Don't masturbate or you go blind.
Don't cross your eyes or they'll stick where that are way.
You? Another thing, a revolutionary new Boeing Dreamliner
has
been built and readied for passengers. 787. And this is a Dreamliner.
The Dreamliner,
Do we need a Dreamliner?
Absolutely. Who doesn't want to sleep while they're on a plane?
Well, I guess. I don't know. It's this big newfangled thing.
Yeah.
And made out of some incredible new material, carbon, mostly of carbon fiber instead of traditional aluminum and sheet.
Yeah, it's a huge, huge plane, and it's very light, uses way less gas than, let's say, even a 747.
I guess it's a good thing, but I mean, for those reasons, if it's something more luxurious for people to pay more money because the whole thing is first class, maybe? Or is this the new planes, you know what I mean? Because aren't all these companies on the verge of bankruptcy? And here they're coming out with the Dreamliner?
No, I think there are airlines, especially ones in the United States, that are iffy. And then there's, of course, iffy airlines all over Europe. And would you ever fly in a Russian-based airline? Not me.
No. And then I guess there's a lot of jetliners that are iffy. They're old, aren't they?
Yeah, they are old. But thing with airliners and... especially airliners flying out of North America, they go through stringent maintenance programs.
Mm-hmm.
And accidents in airplanes are very rare.
Yeah, but accidents will happen. Know who that is?
It's all hit and run.
The guy that's married to...
Diane Krall.
Diana Krall, right.
Elvis.
Costello.
That's right.
Wow. What a name. Beautiful name.
Of course it is. But what I was going to say about the plane is I bet you the first customers for this are the Asian dudes. Like you're going to get Japanese airlines and Korean airlines and the Chinese dudes. They're all going to be buying these planes.
Mm-hmm.
And who doesn't want to sleep on a plane? I would love to sleep on a plane. Meanwhile, we're all cramped in there like middle seat. Oh, God, this guy's huge.
I hope I'm never on a plane.
This little guy over here smells bad. It's like it's a bad scene going on.
I'm an infrequent flyer. You got news?
Well, of course, there was an earthquake today in Turkey. 7.2 magnitude earthquake devastated parts of eastern Turkey. The death toll as we record the show is 279 with 1,300 injured. So that's bad news. But the big news is Gaddafi's dead.
Yeah. Did you see the video online?
Yes. It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of brutal.
But he killed a lot of people and he was pretty brutal and gruesome to a lot of the people that he didn't feel were on his side.
So what happened with the body after all that?
It's still sitting in some commercial freezer and people are lining up to watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like decomposing because the freezer is kind of on the fritz. And obviously, no one's going to use the freezer after this.
They have electricity there?
Yes, they have electricity okay. there and lots of guns.
And this week's show topic is memory and memories.
Right. So those are two totally different things. They could be two totally different things.
Yet they can be two completely related things.
Oh, of course they're related. In psychology, memory is an organism ability to store, retain, and recall information and experiences. Traditional studies of memory began in the fields of, believe it or not, philosophy, which my dad is a retired philosophy professor.
Hey, by the way.
How
would your dad fare out for an interview on you talking to me?
Why would you interview him?
I don't know. Because he's really philosophical.
He is philosophical, that's for sure.
It'd be great to talk to him about some of the things like he talked about in his podcast.
If you want to go that deep, brother.
That would be pretty sweet.
I think it would appeal to students here at the university.
Absolutely.
That are taking, you know, the humanities.
His podcast was very cool.
Yeah, he did a good job. I don't know if he can get at those anymore. I don't think he can, but my dad's out there. He's very eccentric. But anyway, back to memories. Mm-hmm. That's what memory is, the ability to store, retain, recall information and experiences.
Right.
Some people are much better at it than others, and some people have more detailed memories than others. Some people don't even care about memories. They live so moment to moment. You ask them what happened, a couple days ago, what they had for dinner, and they're totally clueless.
I don't remember what I had for dinner yesterday. I think it was an apple. Oh, wait, that was a couple seconds ago.
That's right.
And there's all kinds of different ways that we refer to memory as being like short-term, long-term memory.
There's sensory memory, which corresponds approximately to the initial 200 to 500 milliseconds after an item is actually perceived. The ability to look at an item and remember what it looked like with just a second of observation. Mm-hmm. So you can... That's a specific kind of memory. So you see something really quick and you look away and someone asks you, okay, what exactly did you see 2 seconds ago?
Right.
You're able to give them that information. Whereas tomorrow you will not be able to give them that information because you did not encode that information properly in your brain. And that's how we create memories.
What are those games that you play when you got a flip thing? Where's the other one? You know, match up the two things.
Yeah, that's a memory game.
And
yeah.
you picked up what was there like right away. Obviously that kind of stuff you wouldn't even remember the next day either, but
no,
from playing the game.
So. Right. Unless it was a fantastic ending to the game and you remembered there was an elephant here and an elephant there and it was totally coincidental.
Speaking of coincidence, I just realized that you have on the Iron Horse shirt and I had asked you about Iron Horse and I never even saw the shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. I had asked you about that just because I was conversing through email with somebody.
Oh, the photographer.
And I
did, dude.
Yeah, and I didn't realize that you had the shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
That's
these
funny.
These are my work shirts. The Iron Horse shirts are my work shirts. And the funny thing is, I asked the dude who...
Should say workhorse.
Thank you very much. The guy who sells the shirts, he had hundreds of them in boxes before, as we were setting up. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, can I have a shirt? And he goes, well, wait a minute, I got to do this, and that. And I walked to him about an hour later. I says, you're going to sell me a shirt at some point tonight, right? And he goes, yeah. The next day comes and the party's on. And I goes, did you save a shirt for me? Oh, no, they're all sold out. So I didn't end up getting a shirt. I had access to hundreds of them, but did not get a one. But back to memory.
Yes. He was just down memory lane.
It's funny you mentioned memory lane because there's different mnemonic techniques for remembering stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. There's chunking and acronyms, but there is one called the method of loci. So what you do is you have to memorize or really become very well acquainted with a path that you travel often. Mm-hmm. Like it, say it's from your house, your condo here down to your car in the right. garage. Mm-hmm. And you associate different things that you want to remember with different landmarks along the way.
Okay.
So it might be the stair railing is this thing. The big statue in your foyer is another thing.
We do that without realizing it even?
No, you do. Or, you consciously okay. do this to mm-hmm. remember a long series of things.
Oh, I see.
So they
see.
Call
okay,
it the method of loci. Like the elevator button is you remember something else.
Sure.
So you picture your walk. It's a walk that you take on a regular basis.
Yep.
So you put things that you want to remember and associate them with landmarks sure. along that pathway.
That's like that technique of remembering the first letter from certain words to remember something, or the first couple anyway, or to make some longer word out of something big.
That's called acrostics, sentence or acrostic memory technique.
Yeah.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
All right, we're back. We're talking about memory and memories on the show today. And actually, we've been talking a little bit about memory, but what about memories? Memories are things, instances and things that happened in the past that we recall.
Well, so is a memory. I mean, you're just pluralizing. Oh,
memories are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah. But memory, we've been kind of talking about memory in the sense as a...
Noun.
Yeah.
So you want your, like, the memories that you want to talk about are like having chocolate chip cookies at your grandmother's house.
Yeah, yeah. That's the kind of things that I guess I kind of think of when I think of memories, unless you hear it in the context of a memory.
Sure.
You know, I usually think of memory as a noun.
Of course. They're like misty water.
But I mean, that's what we were kind of discussing. So memories, where do they reside?
In the same place your memories do. Your other memory does. There's the long-term, short-term.
In memory.
Yeah. It depends on how we encode things, and usually those old memories like chocolate chip cookies at grandma's or the first time you rode a bike or something, we associate a lot of the stuff that happened around, we encode everything that's going on around because it's such an intense experience. Like, and sometimes it'll be just a smell that'll incite that memory.
Sure,
like,
right.
Oh, that, I remember that, or a certain feeling or a certain sound, or you know, the first time you kissed a girl, you're listening to a certain song and you hear that song and it brings back that memory.
And then there's dreams.
What? This is the dream show too?
Well, dreams are, do dreams come from memory, or do dreams reside somewhere in memory? I mean, I think that's related.
I think we should have a different show on dreams.
Well, absolutely should. But I think it still warrants, like, you know, bringing it up.
I don't know that dreams are related to memory all that much.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, in so much that things that are in our dreams are things that we have lived through for the most part. Like, you know, you find yourself in your old neighborhood, or, you know, you have certain friends that are in your dreams.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, everything we know is a memory of some kind.
Right. We're going to move on now to Morning Music Mayhem on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So Zooey, is that it? Zooey? I like to call her Zoe.
I think it's the French for Zoe.
Deschanel,
yeah.
Is sang the national anthem at the World Series, and now she's going to be singing for us.
I thought I saw your face today, but I just turned my against the trees, but I just see the memories as they come, as they come, and I couldn't help but fall in love again. No, I couldn't help but fall in love again. I saw it glitter. Heaven sent, but now it's
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
So on Tech Talk this week, we're going to talk a little bit about scrapping.
All right. You want to start a fight right here and now?
No, scrapbooking.
Oh, scrapbooking. People don't do
digital
that.
Digital scrapbooking.
Oh.
They do that.
They do.
Yeah. There's that doo-doo again.
Smelly, too.
This is a bunch of doo-doo. do you remember when we had taught that, we taught the audio recording program at St. Clair College, and there was a heavy-duty scrapbooker in there?
Helen.
That's right.
You dated her daughter?
I did not.
Oh, you dated her friend?
No. I went to school with her daughter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She was a big scrapbooker, and she had her own company and everything and taught it at home.
Yeah.
It was pretty incredible. I did an interview with her, actually. Wow. I wonder where that is.
Are you talking to me?
I think so. All should right. we broadcast that on You Talking to Me at some time? It was pretty cool.
When is You Talking to Me on radio?
You Talking to Me is now on Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
Right here on CJAM.
Yep. 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. I think there's a lot of people that scrapbook still and now do it digitally.
Do you think there's many people who still scrapbook not digitally and they just put it in, you know, scrapbooks?
I'm sure there are a fair amount of people that do that. I don't know that anybody that's younger that's kind of into that does it. You know what I mean?
Probably
and
not.
And I'm going to say mostly girls or women do that.
Why do you have to be guys, so gender
Well, I don't
biased.
Know how many guys scrapbook.
Right. All those girls had practice when they were little girls.
Besides me.
You're a scrapbooker?
No. But are we in some way? Because we manipulate pictures and put titling on them and stuff like that and do things with them. Is that... And they're contained in our folder of, you know, from particular event kind of thing. So
I suppose you can loosely say we are scrapbookers.
It's loose, yeah.
Almost everybody who puts a photo on Facebook is a scrapbooker as far as that goes.
Sure. You're collecting... memories and pictures and memories. It kind of ties right in there, doesn't it?
That's right. And you put captions in there and the date's usually in there. And a lot of times the location that it was actually taken is in there.
And then people add to it. You know, they'll put comments and things like that. So
that's
you
the
have
whole
this,
fun thing about, you know, that type of scrapbooking is, you know, people have an opinion about what you've done and they let you know about it. Mm-hmm. Whether it's just, I like that or cool job, Big JD, keep up the scrapbooking. I mean, Facebook pictures.
In the digital realm, it's quite a bit different, really. I mean, because of the way that they can actually share their scrapbooks and things like that. You know what I mean?
Is Helen a digital scrapbooker?
I think she got into doing it digitally to some degree because she was now, or at that time, she was kind of getting into that and doing it on the computer. And her company was like an internet-based company. So I know that she had talked a little bit about software and things like that, but I would imagine if she's still doing that, which I'm sure she is, she's probably doing a lot of it digitally more so now. I would imagine it'd be interesting actually to find out. But yeah, that's digital scrapbooking, and you can basically just look that up online if that's something that you might be interested in, or maybe your grandmother needs a pastime.
There you go.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
This week's quip or quote is from William Faulkner.
I don't think you pronounce the L. But
I do.
Okay.
Faulkner.
Just like I know some people who...
I want to use it because it's there.
You don't want to waste it.
You want to say Faulkner?
Yeah, Faulkner.
Yeah.
And I know people who pronounce the L when they say the word folk. Like as in folk music?
Yeah.
It's folk music?
Yeah, I will say it, but I know you don't pronounce it folk music, but folk.
A guy who does, it's Ken Ray. Daily mm-hmm. show, he'll mention the word folk and it's folk. It's like pronouncing the G and the H in the word enough.
Or in laugh. Lag. Lag. L-O-A-U. Log.
So what's Mr. Faulkner saying?
Actually, if you really want to get technical, it's Fat Alkner. The past is never dead. It is not even past. What's he talking about?
The past is not even dead. It's not even past.
The past is never dead. It is not even past.
I would have to agree that the past is never dead because we remember everything and there's people who write stuff down that happened in the past. So it can't be dead.
So that's why it's not dead, I guess, because we keep it right there and locked, cocked and ready to rock in our memory.
Just like time capsules. That's the past and it's not dead. It's buried like a body that's dead, but it can be resurrected or what's the word? Excruciated? No, exhumed, that's worse.
Yes. Excruciated. Excreted.
Excreted the time capsule out of the earth.
And now we're going to dig it up. So back to memory real quick. I wanted to get a couple other things in. And one is thought and how thought is related to memory because that's how we remember by thinking. Wouldn't you say?
The way that we remember stuff is our brains automatically encode the information that's going into it.
Right. But how do we get there? We think.
Sometimes it happens subconsciously a lot of times. And when something happens subconsciously, we're not thinking about it.
I suppose that's true. However, when we realize that we're thinking about something, we were subconsciously thinking about it.
Possibly.
Sort of, so
let's just say we had a really good memory, whatever that was. We had a good day at whatever, mm-hmm. doing something. And while we're in it, we're so caught up in it. We're not actually thinking of the memory of it, or I'm going to remember this.
Right.
Or,
yeah.
It's not until, you know, maybe later on that night or the next day and you're like, oh, that was so awesome when I...
But that's thinking about it, isn't
that's it? That's thinking about it and then you're really encoding it. Then you're really remembering it because you're thinking of it as a memory already. Mm-hmm. Whereas up to that point, we really didn't even think of it, even though it's still in our brain, all those experiences that we had.
And then the other thing is deja vu, the experience of feeling sure that you've already like witnessed or experienced something.
That sounds French.
It is.
What does it stand for?
Day means...
Of?
During the day. And j'avoue means of you. The day of you.
Yes. It's all
no,
about
what,
me.
What is it?
I have no idea what the actual...
Break it down for us. Day is...
Of.
Of.
Je is usually...
My.
I. Yeah. Me. And VU,
of
I don't know.
My...
Memory.
Past.
Past maybe. I don't know what VU stands
for. View of my view.
This I don't is, think it's
we should have a French philosophical decipheration segment.
We should. That'd be great. Greek too, not just French.
And a new words segment.
Oh, words! Of course, we're big words.
We can make up words, and by the end, like at the end of a year or whatever, or a certain length of time, we might be able to put together our own dictionary.
We would call ourselves lexographers.
Is that what it would be? Or would we possibly make up another word? Because is lexographer a word?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't want to use that one then.
You're right.
Lexologist. So anyway, that's all we have time for this week on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. And of course, we're on every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. So
check out the Facebook page.
Oh, the Facebook page. That's right, the Facebook page. I got all excited because I did a You Talking to Me Facebook page because I'm moving. Kind of moving the web page to Facebook. I'll have something on the actual You Talking to Me website, you know, maybe a list of upcoming guests, whatever. I'm not sure yet, but the Facebook thing seems to be pretty easy and posting the shows is easy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of done with the RSS thing, really. It's just a lot of work. I like the idea. Well, and I may still have it. I don't know what to do.
We'll just see
how it goes. But it's just easy to post the shows. So anyway, check out the morning show Thursdays at 8 a.m. Of course, You Talking to Me on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.